Hi, this is Art Maines from Scammercast.com, where we educate, inform, and protect our elders and those who care for them on the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Green Gab Podcast, a place to gab with people rocking it in green. Green homes, green living, and green companies. Join Marla Esser-Close, the Green Home Coach and author of Living Green Effortlessly, Simple Choices to a Better Home, and Tony Pratt, the Director of Builder Relations at The Sound Room. Here are your hosts, Marla and Tony.
We're on the Green Gab Podcast today, podcasting live from the St. Louis Home and Garden Show, and this is the first time we've done this, Tony. What you think?
You know what? For a first experience, I think this is pretty cool. I mean, all the people walking by just are like, what is going on here? It helps. We've got this green 1974 Volkswagen Beetle with arms sticking out of the front.
If you want to see what that looks like, go back to the Green Gab Facebook page and go back to March 9th, 10th, or 11th and 12th, and there's pictures and videos posted from when we are podcasting live, since this is going to be out later and it'll stay out there forever. We wanted to link you guys back to the Facebook page if you want to see what we're talking about, because we got some pretty cool shots out there and some live video of us actually recording live. I mean, that sounds so fun. Recording live from New York. Oh, wait, we're in St. Louis.
You know, the cool thing
too
is...
too much caffeine.
Yes, I know. And it's been long days. But the nice thing is it's been very easy to get the guests.
Totally.
So even if we haven't heard back from them, we just wander over to their booth and there they are.
Bring them back over.
You're coming over. So.
Or what Mike and I did yesterday, it was so much fun, is he took his little mobile unit and we took a couple of mics and a bunch of business cards, and we walked around to some of the booths, and we just interviewed people on the spot for like 5 minutes. And it's been a great way to introduce people to podcasting, to introduce them to this whole concept, to introduce them to the Green Gab and the Green Home Coach and what we're doing and how we're really working to connect this idea of doing things that you have a choice about just a little smarter.
Yeah.
And we've had fabulous conversations.
Yeah, and that's the fun part that we didn't even plan on. It just kind of grew out of this whole first day.
I know. So I hope we get to continue this, because with our mission to help get this knowledge out to the world, I feel like we're doing that.
Yeah, I think we are.
And I'm thrilled. One podcast at a time. Our green odyssey. That was yours, right?
Yes, it was. My one contribution.
I love it. So anywho, we're sitting here gabbing away, and we have a wonderful guest here. I started saying studio, but I guess we're kind of mobile studio.
We are mobile
studio. Yeah, absolutely.
So Aaron, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well,
you're Aaron.
I'm Aaron Whitehead. We'll start with the important part.
Go simple.
There you go.
Just the simple, most important part, right?
There you go.
Aaron Whitehead. I work with Consort Homes currently. And fairly unimportant, but have been in the business
I'm not acceptable. So
well,
what is your role?
I am general sales manager and also sales consultant for the company Consort Home. So
pretty important stuff.
Take care of the team, make sure that they're all doing okay, take care of my own clients, take care of customers. If any of them ever happen to be unhappy, which is, you know, very rare, sometimes that happens. So I kind of just, I wear many different hats.
But they're all stylish hats.
I would like to think so.
That was our conversation earlier.
Yes.
Talking about how to, for us ladies, you know, we like looking presentable and how to, like, green up our routine. And
of course.
Anyway.
Well, I guess you'll have lots to talk about then.
Yes, use products that are safe for us, but also look fabulous.
One of my little catchphrases that I kind of had tagged onto is, looks good and performs well.
There we go.
And I'm like, okay, that works for me, because I need to perform well.
Which we do.
And I hope I look good. But my home, too. And
absolutely.
This is something you guys do pretty darn well at Consort.
And
I've actually worked with y'all before, oh my gosh, it's been several years before I knew you. Well, I just met you today, but several years ago. back when we were doing the St. Louis Green Home Certification Program, I worked with Consort.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, because back then, Consort had all their houses go through.
Mm-hmm.
And,
sure.
And we've talked about this multiple times, even though once we went from the St. Louis program to more the National Green Building Standard, Consort stopped certifying them.
But
they never stopped building to those same standards.
Absolutely.
So even though you weren't buying a certified house, you were still getting that bronze level built house as far as the certification went. And I thought that was really, Consort was one of the driving forces in developing the St. Louis Green Building Program, because they were the ones pushing most of the houses through it at the time from one single builder.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tony. He knows more about it than I do.
Well, and as you're selling your homes, connecting with a homeowner, understanding what's important to them, and sure. helping them to identify with what you build and how that meets their needs is important. And obviously, y'all do a great job of that, or you wouldn't be so successful.
Well, thank you. I think that it's mostly about facilitation. You know, we are there to help facilitate for the customer of what's going to be the most important to them. Someone that comes in initially and just decides that they love, you know, the way the home looks may not realize all the important behind-the-scenes features.
All the extras are getting.
Right, which we do, you know, make part of the home. So it's fun to kind of watch that unfold.
What's kind of your special sauce as you work with homeowners, or to be home buyers, I should say, that are coming in and looking at y'all's homes?
I think that every time we meet somebody, they're going to have the one main thing on their mind, and that's going to be cost, right? And so cost can be relevant in a monthly payment. It can be savings of utilities. It can be, can I have all these beautiful things and still be able to afford what I want? And we help them understand that whatever their most important item is, that we can achieve that. Most times we can. Sometimes we're not able to. We don't, not everybody fits us, and we don't fit everybody.
Well, yeah, it's all about fit.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So as you're selling your homes, I'm going to guess that most of the times it's a couple that comes in to talk about a home. I just kind of know a little bit about the markets you build it in.
Sure.
So I'm guessing it's usually a couple. So how do you get the conversation going so that both you're appealing to both what a woman typically wants in a home versus what a man wants in a home, which is a lot of times different.
Absolutely.
We see it in different ways. So how do you work with that?
Well, I could get myself into a lot of trouble with this, but...
we like that.
When you meet folks, it's just really being warm and asking how you can help.
Okay.
That is the starter for any kind of conversation, is how can I help you? Everyone always has in mind what's going to be important to them. When it comes to the lady, I usually defer to her. And you know what? We love the guys and we want to take care of the guys too. And the garages and the lower levels that they want. But the ladies are going to be the ones that have very specific ideas most of the time of what they want, and
they have their vision.
They most certainly do.
Yes.
So,
and we're the ones that usually deal with most of the stuff in a house.
Right.
That's right. Kitchen and baths. And we do, you know, everything we can to try to help get them what they want.
Well, I'm learning. I've owned 5 houses now. I've only built one. Recently moved into a spec home. That's been an interesting experience.
Yes.
I'm not sure I'll choose that again. It fit for the time. But one of the things I've really learned is that as your needs change, what I needed, I need things that are flexible because my needs change.
Of course.
And I didn't think about that until this last house and how to articulate that. And I'm like, wow, there's a thought that is starting to be in conversation more, is, you know, kind of think flex space or how to think that you can reuse a room or repurpose it, which, oh, by the way, is green and sustainable too, because you're not having to tear as much stuff out.
Of course.
But that's just something I'd never considered, and nobody's ever asked me that. And so challenging about that is we were working mainly through a realtor to get to the home we're in now, and we were looking at both existing homes and spec homes because we needed to move fairly fast. We didn't have time to build.
Sure.
That was never a question that entered our minds.
One of the first things they should ask is, how do you live in the home?
Yes.
And it's not about the 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It's not about having a great room and dining room combined. It's about How do you live? How do you entertain?
Yes.
What's going to be your most important part of the home? Where are you going to want to relax in it? And then understanding the customer and really kind of creating that space that is the most important to them. So if we don't know how you live in the home, we can't really help you.
So how do we train the bigger sales industry, the home sales industry, to think about these kind of questions?
We have to stop thinking about the home being a product.
Oh,
the home.
Wow, that is
no longer a commodity.
That is a barn burner right there.
Yes, it's not a product.
Wow.
It's a place that you live your life, you go to bed at night, you wake up in the morning, you want to find a place that is comforting to you after a hard day, mm-hmm. a long day, all the ups and downs in life, and I mean, that's where you live. It's a very important emotional part of it. It's not walls and drywall and plumbing and those kind of things.
It's the experience.
Well, that sign I found, home is a feeling, not a place.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so I have to remember to put that one liner on the podcast notes, because that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
So how do we teach people to transition to that?
You mean the consultants?
The consultants in the sales industry, realtors.
I think that fortunately or unfortunately, the ones that are very successful have already figured that out. There are going
to
be plenty of people that are doing it because they see dollars, and that's not why the really successful ones do it. They do it because they, as cliche as it might sound, they really, truly care about people.
They serve.
Yes.
Yeah. They serve.
Absolutely.
Well, hey, let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back.
Okay.
In her book, Living Green Effortlessly, Simple Choices for a Better Home, author Marla Esser-Close shares her expertise and empowers readers to make simple changes to buying habits that affect a home both inside and out. Whether living in a small apartment in the city or a single-family home in the suburbs, Marla shows consumers ways to make any home a green home. Get the book now at livinggreenbook.com. That's livinggreenbook.com.
The Mummy, Dracula, The Creature from the Black Lagoon, The Wolfman, Mr. Hyde, Frankenstein's Monster. They're all classic horror characters and offer up some of the best character development in cinema history, but where can you learn about them all?
In one horrific swoop.
Be sure to check out the perspective review of 1986's Monster Squad and finally learn how best to say, never say die. Listen now at twoguystalkinghorror.com. That's twoguystalkinghorror.com.
Thought about a career in voiceover? Need a great, cost-effective on-hold message for your organization or business? Don't know where to start? Check out The Voice Farm, your one-stop shop for voiceover needs. Check it out now by accessing The Voice Farm at voicefarmers.com and see what difference can be made with a company that is truly outside the box. From The Voice Box, voicefarmers.com. That's voicefarmers.com.
Gabbing today on the Green Gab podcast with Aaron Whitehead of Consort Homes at the St. Louis Home and Garden Show. Since this will be out much later than that, check out, we're doing a Facebook Live right now so you can see what we're doing, because this is so cool down here.
Yeah, it's just so different. It's a great experience for us.
So earlier when we were talking, Aaron, we were talking about how home is a feeling, not just a place.
That's right.
I love how you really, that's your way of talking with people, mm-hmm. and helping to understand what they really want out of a home. How did y'all get started doing that? Or did you just know that?
I think it's, you know, when you have any kind of buying experience, right, or a big purchasing experience, we can never forget that purchasing a brand new home, or a home for that matter, is the largest investment that someone's making at that time. And there's a lot of emotions and feelings that go along with that.
And it is an emotional decision,
absolutely.
Isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. something is changing in their life, whether it be positive and wonderful, having a baby, getting married, some of the more challenging times, which would be getting a divorce, having a death in the family. But there's always a reason that people are going to be making a move. And we have to be very sensitive to their life events at that time.
And what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and you have the other challenge of, and we all know this, if you have ever been in sales, every personality goes through a buying process in a different way.
Right. So true.
Is it the high, you know, the really dominant personality that makes those quick decisions because I've got the basics I need to know, I want it, yes. A very emotional decision. You've got the real pensive personality that's got to agonize over every little detail. So exactly how much did that tile cost me versus this tile?
Right, of course.
And they're all different. You have to manage that expectation of the sales process itself. Plus, like you're saying, is it a happy time in their life? Is it a down time in their life? What's going on? So you've got a big challenge ahead of you.
Yeah, well, it's a challenge, but it's also so rewarding. And we try to make it as fun as possible during that because...
Fun?
Yeah.
What a concept. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I know. Heaven forbid we have fun when we buy a home.
Don't you love it when you get to laugh and it's part of your job and your life?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know.
Yes, we spend a lot of time doing our job, so we need to have a good time doing
it. I am so with you there.
That's a good way to put it.
I'm just so glad you brought her over, Tony. Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Full disclosure, Erin is one of my closest friends in the industry. And
yes.
You know, I see why.
We spent a lot of time talking back in the downturn.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. We're going to cut off the Facebook Live here. We will keep podcasting. But for those of you on Facebook Live, check us out. You're obviously already on our Facebook page. But you can also see all of the podcasts at greengabpodcast.com. And you can check out our whole library of podcasts, including the one with Erin, because it's a full podcast episode.
Great.
So tune in out on Facebook Live, and we'll keep on podcasting. Talk through kind of how you start a conversation with a potential client as they come into what typically a show home, I'm guessing,
sure.
or a spec home.
Right. Yeah, display home.
Display. That was the word I was looking for. Well,
show home. I mean, you know.
What do you call it?
Yes. It's all kind of the same.
Sorry.
Well, most folks that come in are going to be apprehensive and nervous because what do we do when we walk into a store and we have a sales consultant or a salesperson help us? How can I help you? Do you need help today? And we always say, no, we do not. Well, we're lying.
Just browsing.
Right, just browsing. We're lying. We're there for a reason. You know, a shirt or pair of pants or whatever it is. So I try to be very aware of that. And first and foremost, smile. We forget that even though it's serious business, we have to be welcoming. We need to smile and be warm. And then just open the conversation with, how can I help you today? Really, how can I help with the top three questions that you have on your mind? And that opens up a lot of conversation, whether it be, you know, I'm new to the area or I've lived here for 30 years and I've got a bad knee, so I need, you know, something all on one level. Or I'm expecting, and what a great time for families that are expecting and a lot of fun in their future. So it's just really focusing on the customer, caring about what they need, taking a genuine interest in them, and just facilitating the process.
So I have a thought here as you're saying that, because I just went through the home buying experience. And I'm sitting here thinking how few times somebody asked me, what brings you in today? What's going on with your life today?
Right.
And there were so many times I blurted it out because, well,
because
I am
you want
who
to
I am.
Them, right.
But there were a number of times when it was like, oh, whatever. And they just kept going. And I'm like,
right.
And ironically enough, the people we ended up buying our house from were that way. But I liked what the house had to offer enough that I was willing to bypass that.
Of course.
Also knowing I was buying an interim house. This wasn't where I was planning to be for the next 10 or 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I was willing to make that trade-off. But I remember feeling kind of robbed.
Of course.
Yeah, I was like, I wanted that experience. And
right.
I didn't get it. And even my realtor, who's, oh my gosh, we laughed so much just because we had the crazy home buying experience. But we would go into a home and I'd start asking questions and looking at things about the performance of the house and how well built it was. And she'd look at me and she'd say, why are you asking that question? And it really made me realize how we as an industry can really help our clients and our potential clients to ask questions so they get a better deal.
Right.
So they get a better experience. And, it, you know, it's hard because you're like, I don't care. I mean, obviously, I want you to buy a house from me if I'm a home builder or selling a home. However, it's more important to me that you have a good fit and a good experience, because then you might come back to me or recommend me later. Mm-hmm. Yet getting people to open up about that is just not as prevalent as you'd hope it would be.
Well, and I learned a long time ago, especially dealing with the builder industry, they will buy from people they know,
yes,
they like, and they trust. If you have those three things as a salesperson, you will always be successful.
I agree. It's great, though, that you have had a recent purchase, so it's very fresh in your mind about what's important to you and what you would have liked to be different in the process. And, you know, when I meet folks, I want them to be there only if it's right for them.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, and there's a lot of consultants that would want you there no matter what. I live in a community with my folks for years, you know, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year.
Oh, yeah.
Even
yes.
after you move and you are in a different place, you still have those connections. So I want those folks to be happy. Just remembering that, you know, we're all individuals and we all need something and we all have things that are important to us. It's not four walls. It's so much more than that.
So what kind of things do you guys do in your communities to help people stay connected? And obviously people want to live around people they like and
right.
they enjoy.
Right.
And so I know that's a big part of it.
Yeah, but that's one of like the first questions after someone purchases. They'll say, who's my neighbor? You know, by law, we can't give out specifics, certainly. But we have block parties, you know, every quarter we'll have a party at the display and people get to come and meet each other and talk about, hey, if you haven't done your color selections, think about this. If you're building, this was really exciting. I took pictures of the electrical work, all those kind of things. So I try to keep everyone connected, in a sense.
Connected.
Right. And I know Erin does a good job.
What an amazing concept.
You should see when it's around her birthday, the parade of presents she gets from her clients.
Okay, so when's your birthday?
In November, the end
Let's
of
see,
November.
Does that make you a Sagittarius?
No, Scorpio.
Scorpio. Yes.
Oh, a Scorpio.
Yes.
Of course.
Don't hold that against me. I'm a nice person.
We have this conversation all the time. I'm the Sagittarius. She's the Scorpio.
Well, one of my best friends is in November, so I think that's a good sign.
Yeah. There we go. Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. We have this discussion about zodiac signs a lot.
Oh, Erin and I talk about this all the time. It's pretty funny.
Scott reads my horoscope to me now. It's pretty funny. My husband.
I know. You start getting used to it, and then you look out for things. If you know, if you've read it that day, you look out for things.
But it's another way to connect, right?
Absolutely.
It's all fun.
That's right.
Well, I'm sure you guys see the effect from keeping people connected, because I'm going to guess that a lot of your homeowners and home buyers tell people, hey, we live in this great community, you should check it out, when they know somebody else is looking to move. And people love having more people around them that they know or they enjoy having fun with. And so it kind of just grows, I'm
absolutely
imagining, and that's a good thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Referrals are golden. Those are some of the easiest folks for us to be able to work with. And everything's already kind of downloaded for them, and it's just us helping them find what's going to be the best fit for them. So take care of the people. They'll send their friends. And
well, not only that, there's a good chance it's not the last time they build a house themselves.
Right.
And you.
I hope I see them three or four more times.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, if they had such a great experience building one house with you, why wouldn't they build another one? Especially as new communities open up and, you know, they have new experiences in their life and it's a different time. Maybe it's right for me to live in this community now.
Right.
So you want them to always be thinking, if I'm going to buy a house or build another house, I'm doing it with Erin.
We want to keep them for their lifetime, certainly.
Yeah,
and their kids and family members and friends and all of that.
You know, that kind of relationship building is no different than what we do. When we meet with one of Consort's customers, we're looking at them as, okay, we're going to work with them on this house. We're going to work with them after they move into that house. We're going to work with them throughout the lifetime of them in that house, and then hopefully if they move to another location, we're going to work with them again.
Of course.
You want to develop that relationship with the customer based on trust and based on, I love the experience, so you can have them for the lifetime.
So we all know customer experience is, or even client experience, because I always kind of think clients is more relationship and customer tends to be more transactional.
Right.
We all know that's the key, but getting it and being in full integrity about it is what really I think everything comes down to. Yeah, obviously that's part of y'all's culture.
Yes.
You breathe it. I can see that. But how do you talk to your potential home buyers so they get that, so they expect it from other people they're talking to? Is there any magic to that, or is it just really all about the fit?
I think it's a lot of setting expectations. I know that is kind of a broad term, but if I, as a client, when I'm purchasing something, can understand the highs and lows of the process,
mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be really excited when I first purchase. I'm going to be really stressed out when we start building. I'm going to find this or that I said I wanted done one way and it's wrong, or I'm going to find a window that's broken.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to be a nervous wreck about locking in my rate and the closing costs I have to pay and moving. All of the things that we forget.
Yeah.
As consultants, we can forget the gigantic stress that building a home and moving entails. If we can remind folks kindly of that throughout the process, that makes it much easier and helps ultimately with customer satisfaction if they know all of that ahead of time and know also that we are going to be there. That's why they're with us. We're going to be there no matter what happens.
I love it. So we're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to give you a minute to think about. But when we come back, let's talk about some kinds of questions that potential home buyers want to think about and they want to ask when they're looking for a house. So stay tuned and we'll be back.
Everyone's wanted to start a blog, but who wants to start one all on your own? Take your interest in creating a blog to the next level by getting bit by the Blogger's Bug. Blogger's Bug is a blogging community that allows you to polish your blogging skill set today. Log on today at bloggersbug.com and get bit by the Blogger's Bug. Bloggersbug.com. That's bloggersbug.com.
Looking for a straightforward user interface and a cost-effective, feature-filled multi-track recording software? Call off the search! Mixcraft from Acoustica has exactly what you're looking for. It's time to include reliable audio creation and editing software with real punch into your projects. Check out Mixcraft now over at acoustica.com/mixcraft and start a new generation of audio creation and editing today.
So we're gabbing today with Aaron of Consort Homes, and I love this conversation that we're having about the emotion of buying a home, and it is emotional.
Yes,
and it's
it is.
A lot of work. It's a lot of energy.
Yes.
But I'm just seeing so many people that they really don't know what to ask when they get into talking with folks about a potential home for themselves. So what kind of questions should people be asking when they go in to see a new home? Or so, any home for that matter, I guess.
Absolutely. There are two things that I hear from about 90% of the folks I meet during the day. And the first question is going to be a reply to my question, which is, how can I help you? And most of the time, the folks are going to say, oh, we're just here to look. And then the second question is always, how much is this display as I see it? So my recommendation for people when they're out legitimately searching for a home is to, number one, answer the consultant in a way that we can really help you. So it is, you know, how can I help you today? It really needs to be, I'm from Houston, Texas. I'm here for a weekend and I have 5 stops planned. this is the home I'm looking for. This is the feel of the home I want. This is how I use my space. I care about an open kitchen because I like to entertain. We have three kids. I want space for them at the island. Those kind of things. Think about how you're going to live and tell the consultant those things. Secondly, don't care about how much the display is, because you're never going to build it like that.
Right.
And it always scares you, no matter what. So when folks come in and say, how much is this like I see it? I say, most of my folks that build this home the way you see it, similar to, is going to be X. Not every last detail that I have in this home, because no one's ever done it like this. And we want to show you all the pretties, right? You're not going to do every bit of icing that you see in the home.
Well, just think of, like, out of Provence, there's like over $20,000 just in technology out
there. Right. And now we hope that they would do that with you, certainly. But a lot of times, all the icing they don't do. It's just going to be, you know, a lot of the nuts and bolts and white cabinets and the granite countertops and those kind of things.
So a lot of what we really help people when we're talking kind of from the green and sustainability side is that, aside from green and sustainability, you need to think about your priorities and what you want in your home first.
Right.
We actually did
your dream green,
green home project. But when we did this workshop, it was really fun to watch people's reactions, because several of them came up to us after the workshop and they said, I'd never thought about my home that way.
Of course.
I just thought about my home as this place, as this refuge, as this protection from the elements, rather than what I wanted to feel when I was in my home. And I thought, wow, that was really telling.
It's a place that we decompress and we heal and we feel safe in. And we need to think about what we want to surround ourselves with that will create those feelings.
So how do you talk to your potential home buyers about the performance of your homes? Because your homes do perform much better than the typical code-built home. And for our listeners, you might hear this term code-built home. So every municipality typically has building codes, and they can range all over the place in how old and how long since they've been updated. But the more recent building codes look for homes that have a lot of practices and materials in them that are going to make them perform better from an energy efficient, water efficient, and or resource efficient perspective, and not always all of them.
Yeah. Typically, the newer the code, the more technologically advanced that code is.
Correct. So think more up to date. Think of the difference between buying a car made in 2016 versus a car made in 1996. So same thing with homes, if they're built to the level of code. So when we say a code-built home, that means that home is built just to the standard.
The minimum standard.
The minimum standard that is required.
Right.
Is it by law or just by code?
By the municipality.
Okay.
It is technically a law. It's a building law, because if it's not built to code and it does not pass inspection, you can't move in.
So a home that is built above code starts being called things such as a high performance home.
Right.
Sustainable, energy efficient, green built home. And it may or may not carry a certification. Mm-hmm. Now, I like certifications because it's a third party saying, hey, you did this, you got a stamp of approval, and you got somebody else saying it. However, there are many really great homes that are being built that are not being certified for a variety of reasons, which could be a whole nother podcast on its own.
Right.
But what's important is to ask the questions, right?
Yes. So my very analytical folks are going to come in. They already know all of this.
There you go.
And they want to challenge me a little bit. They want to see what I know, see if I know what I'm selling, which is fun for me. I enjoy that.
You don't play
like
with them at all, do you?
Right. We have a lot of literature that helps with the fine details, photographs, and we've got a really well-done book that's going to explain how we kind of go above and beyond. We build in a lot of different counties and cities, so yes, the codes vary very much in between each one of those. And when I meet somebody, few folks understand that, you know, the low VOC paint and carpet and a lot of that stuff's going to be great for health.
Right.
Most folks are going to care about the amount of money they're going to save a month on their utilities, which is great too. And it's a little hard to help quantify that, but at least we can talk to it.
Right.
So I kind of let my clients guide that conversation of, tell me what's most important in the area of things that we do aside from just building to what St. Charles City, St. Louis County, all those places are going to tell us to build to. What do you care about? Usually it's, in your previous home, what challenges did you have?
Oh,
well, I had a leaky basement.
That's a great question.
All right. Yeah. Everyone's always worried about the basement leaking. They want to know about the hydro tile system and the sump pump and pit and all those things, because they lived a life where they had to pump water out of their basement.
Had to deal with it.
So it's usually about what was your previous life like, and
that the hot and cold rooms is one I hear a lot. Oh, yeah. I had one room we could never use because it was always too hot or too cold.
Right.
We had to close the room off, and it's like, oh my gosh, you're wasting all this space in your home.
Right. But today, the way the houses are built, you don't have that as much because of HVAC systems being zoned properly.
Of course.
Yeah, heating
things
and cooling
being
systems
sealed
being
correctly
built properly is important.
Right. So finding out about how they lived before, what are they afraid of, right? Everyone has their fear when they come in.
That's a really good question.
No matter, it's my basement flooded or
my roof leaked.
Yeah, my roof leaked or my plumbing was a mess or, you know, my mortgage payment was higher because I didn't know taxes or any of those kind of things. It's understanding what's driving them, what would be their fear, and how we can help them feel better about it.
So a piece of advice for a potential home buyer that I hadn't thought about might be keep a list of the things that kind of bug you in where you're living now.
That's right.
And that could be location. It could be you have glare coming in the west windows from the setting sun and it gets really hot in that room. Oh, I never had that problem. It could be that you have a drafty room or you have a leaky basement. So that's a really good idea that I'd not really ever thought about. So kind of like journaling.
Yes.
Yeah.
And before you even start your search, aside from thinking about the home and what you need in those features in the home, think about how, like you mentioned earlier, you want to be treated throughout the process. Write down how you will feel best connected with the consultant and how the process will be easiest for you if you get these certain things. And let the consultant know that, because you're not always going to deal with someone that is extremely well trained or will know to ask those questions. So if you can share that with them, they'll be open to taking care of you in a way that they didn't see before.
Such great advice. So a little bit of homework up front, a little bit of planning. So plan the work, work the plan.
That's
sticks
right.
true even for the home buying experience.
That's right.
So that was one thing Scott and I did do well or right, depending on how you want it. We had been looking at homes long enough that we had a list of the things that were really important and priorities. And our realtor would just crack up laughing. Judy, if you're ever listening to this, this is for you, dear. Because we would walk in, we had three things that we could walk around the outside of the home. And how those three things qualified determined if we even went inside. Because if we didn't see those three things, we're like, we're out of here.
Why waste your time?
It's
we
a process of elimination.
We saw 14 homes in an afternoon. She couldn't believe we could get that many in. But because we had our list and we'd done the homework, because we were trying to buy a home really fast, but we could just run through our list. And if we saw one,
check
that,
it off.
Yep, we're done and we're out of here. But I learned so much from that process. I've never bought a house like that before. Oh, it was crazy. But
you did it.
Yeah, and I learned a lot more, too. I guess that's a good thing. Keep learning, right?
It's always a learning experience.
Oh, my gosh. That's nuts. So I can't believe the time has gone so fast. But tell folks how they can find you. And if you're not in St. Louis, you can still learn so much from the online resources that are available from all of our guests, but in particular, y'all. So how do we find you in St. Louis and online?
Website is consorthomes.com. And that would be one of the best ways to start your understanding of who we are.
Okay.
My personal email is ewhitehead@consort, which is consort-homes.com. So anyone can email me and I can get you to the right consultant or place if you need that. Or we're on Facebook, myconsorthome.com.
Very good. And you are in how many communities around the St. Louis metro area?
We've got about 12 currently.
Okay. And those are all on the website. So if you are looking for
is that
home,
including the one that was just announced?
That one's a secret still.
No, it was.
Oh, you heard
it. No, it's not. It's
I was
going
to say it was on the post.
Wait,
dispatch.
That's
no, yes,
found.
No,
yes.
You didn't spill the beans. It's, yes, I will be taking care of that community. I'm very excited.
That's
about
back
it,
in my old neighborhood.
Yeah,
so it's very
be,
exciting.
Besides, remember, this comes out in a couple of months.
It'll be sold out by then, right?
Oh, love it, love it.
Probably. You missed it.
Sorry, everyone.
I love it. Well, Erin, thank you so much.
Thank you so and much for having me. It was a delight.
So much fun. So everybody out there in podcast land, we hope you're just learning all kinds of fun stuff. And we welcome your comments. Please give us a review on iTunes. We really can use it to help get the word out that podcasting is just a great way to figure out new stuff. So, Tony?
Just thanks again, Erin, for coming on.
Thank you.
Even though you didn't have a choice.
I did not. For the record,
this
I did not have a choice.
This is the one time I got to boss you around.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you.
I didn't lie. I told you you'd enjoy it.
Yes.
Well, have a wonderful day, and we'll catch you next time.
Everyone knows what identity theft is, right? Well, maybe not. Learn more by listening at scammercast.com.
So really fun surprise.
Yeah.
Our sound engineer from Shock City Studios, Sam Mall, has come by the booth.
Yeah.
Hey, Sam.
Hi, how are you guys?
We rarely get a chance to have you on this side.
I know. I feel it's weird to be on this side of the mic.
But it's a fun weird, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, for our regular listeners, everybody will hear us reference Sam every once in a while. He's the one that makes all the magic happen when we're in studio. And today, he just gets to be jealous that we have this cool podcast to work with.
I know. Look at this thing.
Well, I would like to give a tip of the hat to our fabulous team because, Tony, you and I couldn't make this happen without Sam, Mike Wilkerson of Two Guys Talking Podcast Network, our social media team, our web team, business manager. There's so many people that make this stuff happen behind the scenes. So when you guys, our listeners, are getting stuff on Facebook, on Twitter, on the website, you know, that team really comes together to make it all happen. So, Sam, you were there day one, and I just, it's been really cool to see how this has evolved.
Yeah. It's cool to see you guys out doing stuff like this. I'm impressed. This is a really cool setup you've got.
It just was meant to be.
I know.
And I love being in studio. I mean, we always talk about how magical it is to be behind the mic, but what's cool is that it's happening here, too. So.
Yeah.
I was starting to say Magic Mike, but that's really
no,
not
can't
the right
go
reference.
There. Wrong. Delete.
Mike, put your pants back on.
Edit. Cut.
I promise you we're a G-rated show, at least a PG-rated show. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, it's a different type of magic here.
Studio magic.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about Shock City and what all you do there, because a lot of people have never been inside an audio studio.
Sure. So Shock City is probably the premier traditional recording facility in St. Louis. So we record, our bread and butter is actually recording music. So I do everything from the other night I mixed a rap record to yesterday I did a reggae album, and then I do podcasts with you guys, voiceovers, audiobooks, all kinds of stuff. So we do a little bit of everything.
That is so cool. I love it.
It is. And I love the facility. I mean, it's just, you walk in there, it's really cool. So.
Yeah, it's a cool spot. It's an historic building, actually. So it's a cool place to get to go to work in a modern facility inside on a historic building on the outside.
Yeah, it's all shiny new equipment.
Uh-huh.
So if folks wanted to come in and, like, do an audiobook, they could just give you a call and you help them figure it out?
Yeah. Just give us a call up at Shock City Studios and we'll work it out with you. That's something that we do all the time.
So what's the craziest thing you've ever recorded in the studio?
Oh, you're putting me on the spot. I've got one, but it's...
The Green Gab podcast?
Yeah, we could go with that one because I can't tell you what the craziest things are because, you know, got to keep it appropriate.
It is family friendly here.
What's the biggest group y'all have ever recorded in the
studio?
Oh,
that's cool. We've had, I got to assist on a session where Puff Daddy did a song. in our studio, so that was cool.
Wow.
The Dropkick Murphys, if you know them.
Nice. They're like
a, yeah, they've been in a few times. Yeah. Some other pretty cool stuff, too. So, and we do everything from national acts to hyper-local stuff.
Yeah, y'all have this... If you ever get a chance to go see it, it's worth the tour, because they have this huge two-story, acoustically optimized room that can hold, what, a 20-piece band?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty easily.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it really is.
It's so cool to see a building repurposed, mm-hmm. which is our thing, right?
Yep.
You know, being the Green Gab, we get to talk about how people are thinking about life past
reuse.
Today,
yeah.
which is really what sustainability is all about. And building reuse is such a big part of that. Plus, it's preserving the history of St. Louis.
Yeah. In fact, the owner told me an interesting story just the other day that apparently that building was probably within a year or two of having to be torn down from being totally unrescuable. There was literal trees growing through the building, like through the roof.
Wow.
So it was very, very close to being just have to demolish it, and they were able to salvage it somehow.
So how do people find you?
You can go to our website, shockcitystudios.com. You can email me personally, sam@shockcitystudios.com. You can call us, 314-771-3099. Or find me on Facebook if you're or Snapchat if you're a child of the 21st century. So any way you can find me, I'll answer.
I don't Snapchat yet. My kids do. So if you are not in St. Louis, chances are if you live in a reasonably good-sized city, you also have a studio similar to this in your area.
Mm-hmm.
Check them out. There's all kinds of cool stuff. I'm learning that all kinds of organizations use these studios, and getting audio out onto the internet now is so much easier, and there's all kinds of opportunities for you. So if you're thinking that might be something that you want to look into and you're not in St. Louis, check it out in your locale too.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sam, thanks for dropping by today. We're
Absolutely.
So excited you're here.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me on the mic.
Hey.
Always good to see you.
You too. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Green Gab Podcast and for joining us on our own personal Green Odyssey as we change the world one Green Gab podcast at a time. What did you learn about during this episode? Tell us now by visiting our website at greengabpodcast.com. And remember to connect with us via iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter. The links to do all of this are at our website, greengabpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, but more importantly, thanks for rocking it in green.